Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Lois Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. It's Campbell, C-A-M-P-E-B-E-L-L, dash Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T. First name Lois, L-O-I-S, middle initial A. Address is 1584 County Road 306. Elk Creek, California, 95939, phone 530-968-5167. ID is XXX86601. Her date of birth is August 5, 1932, age 89, married, retired LVN. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Willows Pharmacy. It's addressed to Dr. Michael R. Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N, M-D, Colusa Health Clinic, 151 East Webster Street, Colusa, California, 95932-2949. Phone is 530-458-4162. Fax 530-458-8258. There are carbon copies to Dr. Samuel Maj, M-A-Z-J, M-D. Dr. Brashear, nephrology. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation, and continued neurological care in continuity, subparagraph previous history of IgM kappa, autoimmune neuropathy, dash gait ataxia with late onset polyneuropathy, parenthesis all caps, GALOP, G-A-L-O-P, in parenthesis syndrome. Dear Dr. Goodman, Dr. Maj, and peripheral and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Lois Campbell for neurological evaluation regarding her difficulties with ataxia and a tendency to fall. New paragraph. She has a previous history of evaluation with Dr. Joel Rothfeld, R-O-T-H-F-E-L-D, Ph.D., M.D., with findings of a distal polyneuropathy, the development of ataxia, fitting the criteria for GALOP, all capitals G-A-L-O-P, autoimmune neuropathy syndrome. New paragraph. Unfortunately, she reports that her clinical symptoms have progressed with increased symptoms of distal neuropathy in her feet and some in her hands and fingertips. New paragraph. Today on examination, she is alert, oriented, quite pleasant, slightly garrulous, but insightful regarding her difficulties and those of her husband, who has advanced Parkinson's disease with a tendency to multiple falls, recently readjusted in his treatment regimen. New paragraph. In consideration of further evaluation care, we will be requesting records and laboratory results from previous testing in considering reevaluation laboratory, and I will schedule her for lower extremity electrodiagnostic nerve conduction studies. New subparagraph reports that her last electrodiagnostic testing was more than 10 years ago. New paragraph, today she denied having other or significant problems. New paragraph, in consideration of this history and presentation, determination as to her candidacy for human IVIG infusion therapy may be important. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report with additional information as we acquire this and with considerations. So I respectfully with my professional signature.